We want to look just briefly now at some survey results that were concluded just prior to the State of the Union address by the American Culture and Faith Institute. The focus of that research was how people of faith across the nation viewed the president's performance in his first year. Now, to help us in these findings, I want to formally invite in George Barna, formerly with Barna Research, but now the executive director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. George, welcome back to the program.
Great to be back with you.
George, I'm going to start right out because we have so much that we need to cover here today with you. But at the beginning of this particular report, you started out with these words, quote, Donald Trump has just completed the most closely scrutinized, subjectively reported, and widely criticized first year in the White House of any president in memory, end quote. And you made the statement as a fact, presumably because it is true, but it's also likely that the reality of this makes the research probably more challenging. But before you tell us, if you could, the top line findings of the research, George, share a bit about the degree of subjective reporting and the degree of scrutiny given the president by the media compared to other presidents that caused you to make that statement at the outset of this research. Could you do that, please?
Well, sure. I mean, with each passing year, the whole media universe changes. And we're in a situation now where there are a couple of content analysis research projects that were recently completed, looking at the kind of coverage that was given to President Trump during his first year and comparing it to the coverage of previous presidents in their first years and indeed over the course of their entire administrations. And what the research reported was that it was hands down the most negative reporting on a president's activities, a president's life, everything about his being that we had seen since they had the ability to do that kind of research. And part of the reason why that's important is because you have to remember that people don't really experience most of the reality that they claim to know something about. Most of that knowledge is fed to them by different media sources. We have done some research, we've been doing it over the course of years now, more than a decade, where we find that the media are the most influential entities in the lives of Americans, more than family members, more than members of Congress, more than church pastors. I mean, you name it, number one on the list is the impact of the media. And so seeing that day after day, there's kind of this 24/7 reporting about what's going on at the White House, about feelings about what's being done at the White House, about desires of what would be done, about expectations regarding what should have been done. And so there's been this blurring of news reporting and subjective, kind of personal information about what's happening. We've blurred that line of what is news now. And given the fact that most of what's being reported is primarily negative, not all of it, of course, but the vast majority of it, according to the content analysis studies, well, that begins to take a toll. It's like, one of those torture tests where you just have the dripping water and it drips and it drips and it drips and it just drives you crazy. Well, that's what's happening with our news coverage of politics and government and political officials in America. There's a very slanted view. It's a very consistently biased view, and it's incessant in its presence. And it's taken a toll on people's opinions.